Hello everyone, I hope you all are having a great time this summer. Well, coming to my audio topic, it's the lac operon concept. Before we get into the real heading, let me give a short intro regarding enzyme induction. So, what is enzyme induction? In a particular investigation of metabolic regulation, it was discovered that certain organisms always contain active enzymes for glucose metabolism even when glucose is not present in the medium. These are known as the constitutive enzymes, that is, they are synthesized continuously regardless the availability of the nutrient to the organism. In contrast, some enzymes are synthesized by the genes, which sometimes are active and sometimes inactive, based on the presence and absence of the substrate. These are known as inducible enzymes. Well, coming to the original title, the lac operon concept or the theory. Operon theory is a model that explains some proteins synthesis in bacteria. It was first proposed by French scientists Francois Jacob and Jacques Monod in the year 1961. They also received a Nobel Prize in the year 1965 for their contribution. Lac operon deals with the regulation of lactose metabolism. What is an operon? An operon is a sequence of closely associated genes that regulate enzyme production. An operon includes A. Structural genes, which carry information for the synthesis of specific proteins such as enzymes. B. Regulatory sites, that control the expression of the structural genes. The lac operon consists of two regulatory sites, promoter and the operator, and three structural genes, Z, Y, A, which synthesizes specific enzymes. When lactose is absent in the medium, then operon is in the off state. A series of reactions then takes place. The regulator gene codes for active repressor protein. The RNA polymerase binds to the promoter site to start the transcription. Repressor protein that is synthesized by the I gene directs the synthesis of the lac repressor protein and then binds to the operator. As a result, RNA polymerase is blocked and transcription cannot take place. Enzymes needed for using lactose are not made. So these are the activities that take place when the lactose is not present in the medium and the operon is in the off state. When lactose is present in the medium, the operon is in the on state. Series of reactions also takes place. As said previously, the regulatory gene codes for the active repressor protein. The lactose in the medium combines with the repressor. RNA polymerase binds to the promoter site to start the transcription. Repressor cannot bind to the operator site. Hence, transcription proceeds. Structural genes are then transcribed. As said, three structural genes are present in the lac operon concept, that is Z, Y, and A. The Z gene synthesizes the beta-galactosidase enzyme, Y gene the permease, A gene the transacetylase. When the available lactose has been broken down, there is none of the lactose left in the medium. Therefore, the active repressor again binds to the operator and the operon is turned off. So, this is just a glance of the lac operon concept, and any doubts, you are most welcome. Thank you. Take good care of yourselves.